You're listening to Marketplace. I'm Molly Wood, in for Kai Ryssdal. And food companies are having all sorts of trouble with their brands lately. Many are struggling to defend how healthy their products are or whether they have GMO ingredients. But another big issue that could really hurt their brand is food fraud. That's where suppliers may do things like substitute products or ingredients with lower quality, cheaper ones. Marketplace's Annie Baxter has that story.
A lot of food ingredients can be adulterated, according to food fraud investigator Mitchell Weinberg.
Spices, almost every kind of consumable oil, fruit juice concentrates, flavorings, I mean, you name it.
Weinberg says fraudsters usually just want to make money by cutting corners. But a few incidents have caused major harm. Nearly a decade ago, infant formula and pet foods were contaminated with melamine. It's an industrial chemical. Thousands of infants in China were sickened. Some died, as did scores of pets in the U.S. John Spink of Michigan State University says the cases heightened food fraud awareness.
We really realized this could be global, and it could be big, and it could have a huge public health threat.
A Food and Drug Administration rule is requiring companies to have written food safety plans to address these kinds of threats. And the threats are costly. Reputations and bottom lines suffer from product recalls.
Food fraud is a huge multi-billion dollar problem.
Amy Kircher directs the Food Protection and Defense Institute at the University of Minnesota. The institute helps identify red flags for food fraud.
The longer a supply chain is, or the more complex a product is, there's more vulnerable points.
The firm PwC has also developed risk assessment tools. PwC's Sally Bernstein says as the world population grows, so does demand for food products.
Combine this with our continuing climate impact and different perspectives about using GMO. Some of these resources we have are going to get scarce, costs going to go up.
And she says when that happens, there's more potential for fraud. I'm Annie Baxter for Marketplace.